Hey guys, I know this isn't normally how I do things when we're doing anything, but this is something I've really busted my ass on, and I'm really excited to share with you guys. I know it's really long, but it's kind of a love letter to the whole campaign and everything that's happened so far, and you guys, so I hope you enjoy it. It was fun. It's summarizing about 30 sessions. Here's to 300 more, guys.
Are we ready to play D&D? Not but a couple of days before the Dunrock Festival kicks off proper, we find ourselves at the Oaking Keep Inn and Tavern.
Kind friends and companions, come join me in rhyme. Come lift up your voices in chorus with mine. Come lift up your voices, all grief to refrain. For we may or might never all meet here again.
I'm sure you've heard of, you know, what's been happening, and I happen to know a bit about it.
So, what's worth 50 crosses?
It looked like something had sucked all the life out of him?
There is a island out in the middle of the lake, and there seemed to be a person out on there.
Yeah, I'll stick with you, honey.
Thank you.
There's someone out there on the island. Maybe they might have some information too about what's going on.
Or maybe they're responsible.
We'll be sure to take good care of your boat and everything.
One says, Weenie.
Nice.
It's a
the other one says big boy, but it's written bidge boy. You see Evian looking vaguely like a seal as he crawls across the floor.
What the fuck are you doing?
I'm not very good at being light.
See Evian flying out of one of the second story windows. And you take another 11 bludgeoning damage.
I'm down. Fucking dumbass.
There's kind of a little burst of radiance. And even you feel your eyes snap open and that warmth pulses again. And you just want to punch a motherfucker. And you totally can.
If this does it, sure you can.
This would be amazing.
Roll damage!
Just! Damn. Oh, it's... you're prone.
Disadvantage?
Yes, it is.
Don't do this to me.
Don't take this moment away from
don't
us.
Don't do this
but
to me.
But you got inspired. Bastard. Uh-oh. Oh,
roll another nat 20. Easy. One.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
I told you!
You guys,
we just declare things now, guys! We just say they happen!
Roll damage!
We just say they happen!
Take it away, Evian! Holy shit!
Here's a health to the company, and one to my lass. Let us drink and be merry, all out of one glass. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain. For we may or might never all meet here again.
Ask him the diameter of his asshole.
To be fair, that might be something Rom would
That's
want to
a good
know.
Meme.
I mean, maybe. You don't know.
Nor do I want to.
What keeps you going?
The Great Sin. That was a large part of my training, was to never give in to the Great Sin, which is giving up.
And then Simon speaks Abyssal. And Simon speaks
Abyssal.
Oh my
honor. Dude, he's just
okay,
fucking
just
gonna
making
bust
dog
out
sounds.
With Abyssal in the bar.
You're making dog sounds.
To comment in Dwarvish by simply just saying, cultured whore.
Rom, glances over pointedly at fucking Simon, like, what the fuck did he just say? Then Rom just fucking looks over at fucking Walker, almost laughing again, and her eyes kind of, like, narrow.
Walker?
What was that, Mr. Henry?
Oh, nothing. You kind of...
He said cultured whore.
Did he now?
How big's the statue?
The statue stands about 14, 15 feet tall. It's also on about a 5 or 6 foot pedestal. Did you need that information for something?
No, I think I was just stalling, to be honest.
I was like, is Owen gonna knock the statue down?
Owen, who has returned from the inn, he just calls out, "Piss on your bounty, and piss on the rest of the Red Band."
We're Give going me a to persuasion battle. Check.
No!
Oh, fuck. Damn. It's only minus one. Let's try to go for the easy shot. Bye, guys. It was nice.
Walker, immediately, you kind of, like, slip on the one of the slick rocks as you're coming in.
Would using Zephyr Strike help me getting the extra movement speed?
It would, but I need you to roll for initiative. Evian and Walker hear conversation coming from the river. Sounds like a couple people laughing.
Well, Elaine, I wish you had let us pass.
Yeah, so do I, but here we are.
I'll ask you one last time, Elaine. Or take you in. Keep her dead or alive.
Just as soon as we're in the tree line, Evian's just gonna snap his neck. I have a shovel on me still. I had the other one, so I'm just gonna start digging.
we never gave that guy back his shovel.
No, we didn't.
Oh my fucking god.
We're thieves!
Off to the side. See, as you walk in, please describe yourself.
Bro. You see
him. And he's gonna call it to Owen. Do we have rooms yet?
Aye, we've got rooms.
Yes, rooms.
Alright, I'll put it on your tab.
Okay.
No, not my tab. No, it's happened before. It's not going to happen again.
For the first time since you all met up and took that initial bounty in Dunrock,
wait, what?
When the clusterfuck started, night takes you. You rest, you've relaxed, you rest some more, and you all complete, say it with me,
a long rest.
Oh my god, the fuck is someone gonna die when everyone said that?
Yeah.
Here's a health to the dear lass that I love so well, for her style and her beauty sure none can excel. There's a smile on her countenance as she sits on my knee. There's no man in this wide world as happy as me.
Okay, so this is probably a stupid idea, but Rom is going to look up. Listen, I am very into people disappearing suddenly, so I've read about that kind of thing a lot.
You can't like, say that. Like, you can't just get it.
I don't know how bad that sounds.
Like, in a mystery set.
This is why we love Alex. Because she just admitted she wants to abduct and murder someone in her life.
Nick, what the fuck is wrong with your family?
Dude, don't look at me,
anyway,
man.
Nick, you're responsible.
A trap. Looks very similar to the ones you've made in the past, Walker. And about 20 feet past that, sitting up against the tree, shirtless, pants tattered, bloody, and unconscious, see Carson Jakeman.
Magic is dangerous, as everything can be. Any weapon, the danger in is who has it. In the hands of a man who wants to do right by others, who is responsible in his actions, it can be a good thing. But in the hands of a child who was born into something he didn't ask for, it's a different story.
Aye, but you can't just lump those two together. You said yourself, it's not the dagger or the crossbow that's dangerous, it's the person who wields them.
The difference is, Owen, you can take a dagger from a person. You can't take magic.
How much for all your sausage?
Well, not often I have a woman come up to me and ask for all of my sausage, but, you wish all the links? There's a lot.
How much?
I suppose I'd be able to, like, use the heat from the campfire to, melt some scrap metal.
I actually googled it, and I found a thing. Is a campfire hot enough to melt silver? Someone has looked this up! And already cited it for me!
Of course they have.
Not D&D related, that's the best part.
What would you call someone who invades someone else's mind?
A magic user.
I'd call him a monster. I'm a magic user, Walker.
Same. Why are we saying that out loud?
I mean, I assume you guys are far enough away.
Yeah, we're not shouting at each other.
Right in front of the lady, she's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. She's like, mashing the button under the bar.
The sound alarm's been going off for 3 minutes now.
Rom, you are guided through town to one of the nicer homes. Not massive by any means, but nice, two-story, a courtyard. I thought I told them to just come in through to the side door and then in the back. Why are they knocking now? Hello. I will assume that you are the one who is good with the money, then. Where is the other stupid? We cannot follow the direction.
Well, he said he would be along in a few minutes, as per the directions.
I told him to come in through the side door in the courtyard and then through the back. Whatever. I'm just... Fuck it. She just kind of doesn't even shut the door at this point. She just walks away, and you hear just, how did you get friends of fucking idiots?
You just hear the slamming of a head on a table.
Why did you join bandits? Okay. You did not steal this armor. This was yours.
I stole this. I killed the man.
No, you didn't.
Proud to do so.
Evian, what are you talking about?
Take a close look at me. Oh, I guess you wouldn't know. It's been, what, fucking 20 years? Everyone, I would like to formally introduce you to my father.
Well, that's not expected.
What?
Excuse me?
Here's a health to the company, and one to my lass. Let us drink and be merry, all out of one glass. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain. For we may or might never all meet here again.
Owen takes out the jar of flowers that she gave him, and he sings to the flowers.
As you do, they begin to bloom little by little more. You see slowly growing out of it a pitch black rose. You look around expecting to see yourself, but you don't. There's nothing. And an echo, and you hear the voice of your sister. And you just feel this endless despair and pain.
I'm coming, Wynn. I'm in the north, but I'm coming back.
What is the meaning of this?
That is an interesting way to speak with someone who you don't, who you are a bit beholden to. Mr. Walker, is it? You deal with these scions, apparently, steal a bunch of their items, most of them run away? That is interesting.
It's not too difficult to deal with cultists acting as bandits.
Amari, I want a wisdom save.
Uh-oh.
Oh, we're dead.
Oh, we're dead.
Get fucked, idiot.
So fucked.
Oh my god!
Tell me, my friend. Are you a mage?
Ari just kind of like leans in a little bit and just... I wouldn't really say... Mage? Never really got it that way. Usually that's kind of like studying or whatever. Mine's just an accident. But it's come in pretty handy every now and then.
If you can find the scions of these Otos compound for me, I will give you writs to any sort of magical coverage that you need. walker, you drink until you pass out. Some morning, you awaken. Under your arm, which is just kind of leaned up against the bar, you see a couple of folded letters. One with your name on it, and one with Henry.
Good morning, Walker. How was the drinking last night?
They're gone. They're gone, Henry.
Oh, God, they'd be fucking kidding me.
Things will be more dangerous for you two from here on out. You need to learn to protect yourselves. You can't rely on the likes of Liliana, Owen, Evian to take the brunt of hits anymore. They're not here. I can do some. Henry can help otherwise, but there's only so much we can do.
Okay.
Alright. Previously, you guys had a bit of trouble because he gave you a plan, but you already had a perfectly good plan. So instead, you tried to execute on the original plan that you with Evian's father, Keegan, who was known as Clem here, kind of didn't go with either plan because he expected you to go with his, but you originally went with yours. You were kind of double-crossing him unintentionally. You eventually got into this vault full of magic items. From here, things kind of started to finally even out.
Fergus? What are you doing here?
Oh, no. No. Oh, and my boy, what are you doing here?
Knocking a hand against it to see if it's maybe
if she
like,
starts
hollow.
Touching it, I'm stepping up.
Okay, so she starts knocking a hand against it.
Simon backs up as soon as
oh, no.
She sees her start like touching it.
We are gonna go ahead.
And roll for
I would have fucked the fuck out of you.
Alright, I'm gonna pull out a dagger and start doing that.
Rom, you hear this very faint like clicking sound. You start to look up. And you see this massive spider with sword-like ends to all of its legs. And it is going to leap at you. I need a strength save. All right, that is a fail. You take... Holy shit!
What the fuck?
What
the fuck?
Dude, I'm dead. I'm fucking dead.
We can bring her back. The church. They have magic that can bring people back.
They wouldn't do that for just us, though.
Perhaps not, but I have something that I think they'll want. I think they'll find a garish prince. A nice price.
Our ship lies at anchor. She's ready to dock. I wished her safe landing without any shock. If ever I should meet you by land or by sea, I will always remember your kindness to me.
Walker, we need a name to give to them for this wagon they gave us.
Why is there a horse, and why are we naming it?
They're gifting it to us. We're not naming the horse, we're naming... our group.
Go down to the stockade, sign for it in your name, and come back.
Oh, that was quick.
Yeah, we're just going to put it under Walker.
What the fuck? What the fuck, you bitch? What the fuck?
That would be so much.
Oh man!
I knew you'd be back. I knew it.
I'm gonna hug everyone. You better not fucking resist, Walker.
I'm still not sure what to think of all this, but I'm glad to see you up and around.
Walker, we've come this far. Would you mind speaking plainly? Out of nowhere, you say that you know someone who can get me home. And then you say that's where you send all this money. What's all that about?
My parents are from Garland.
You're a Gar?
From the Mornkin.
Well, I hope you don't mind me saying, but I never would have guessed.
you see coming from below deck a fish gut covered Brett Giselle. What is it? What can I help you?
Hey, Brett.
Yeah,
everyone else has pretty much had the same reaction as well.
I think it's now. It's now. And then she's gonna, her hands are kind of shaking a bit as she, uncorks the vial and just, like, shoots the like, greenish-brown liquid back, like a shot.
You begin to bend over in pain, and a second later you all begin to hear this horrible sound of bones cracking and skin tearing.
You guys, I'm really sorry. I swear that when he gave me the potion, that guy said that it, you know, keep me from giving in to the hunger, to the need to attack.
Well, you did turn back eventually. I suspect it ain't the same for werewolves that don't have it.
Met with Walker's friend. Said he could help us. But there's a price. Not in coin.
In blood?
No. Well, I hope not, but...
Yes, Simon, we actually have to sacrifice you, unfortunately.
Dang, I guess I'll take one for
the
team.
He wants him to do a job.
He wants us to help some friends of his get into Lenore, coming from the plains.
So what does that entail?
I mean, the job is going to be a portage, he said. He's going to drop us off the coast of Arya, and we're going to make our way north from there.
You guys leave Sharondale on your way to Arya. You reach the beach outside of Arya. It is just before first light. You can see to the far to the east the vague makings of the color of the sun. You notice that's it's a pretty large toad, maybe the size of two of your fists. You've read of it as an exploding toad.
I'm a friend, and then he, in Garish, he says that, and then he makes that hand motion. And I'm gonna need some wisdom saves, bud. Fuck you! Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me?
You only charmed us!
While before, Owen and Nick, you pondered why they would set it up out here and not use the swamp as a natural barrier, the incredibly small amount of room that there actually is between the mountain and the beach seemed to answer that for you.
Here's a health to the company, and one to my lass. Let us drink and be merry, all out of one glass. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain. For we may or might never all meet here again.
As far as I gather, the plan is to creep up as close as we can, have Amari use his magic to make somebody invisible, and then that person uses the water and their invisibility to swim across to the other side.
Watch over him. Make him safe.
Hey, Walker. Good luck.
Please. Walker's gonna take a step into the surf and begin making his way as quietly as possible. Walker will use a spell slot to conjure all of his energy and just fucking, this cannot fail.
You see that? Here I don't. What is that?
Sick.
That fish?
It's all going horribly pear-shaped, lads.
Yeah.
There's something fucking weird going on outside the gates!
What? Why are you looking at me like that?
We need to get further away. Before they send out people to look for us.
This time it is Owen who takes up the rear and does what he can to mask the signs of our passage.
Ah!
You can see lots of things moving around at a very decently sized abandoned camp covered in gnolls. Maybe 10, 15.
Towards the gnoll, he will say, "It's over. Stop the fight. Surrender."
You begin looking, you find a bit of dry, not really safe, but vaguely dry, and then there's this moment where more of those eyes than usual, crocodile, and they're all kind of looking at you.
We don't know anything. Look around you. Have you ever seen anywhere like this place in your life?
No, but that doesn't mean that the hut that's nearby where there was a fight has nothing to do with it.
I didn't say that.
I think it would be wise to assume that they did and proceed with caution.
What was that?
Amaris, say something. You're the fucking talking dude.
Hi. Hello. Someone there?
You do see a large pot over a fire in the middle of the hut. And there is an arm sticking out of it.
We are looking for some people that we think might have got lost in here, got attacked by gnolls. You wouldn't have happened to heard or seen anything, would you?
I don't think so. Gnolls never come around here. Huh? Haven't seen anyone in a while.
Except for the person whose arm is in the cauldron.
Very important. She begins to kind of like bend over and convulse for a second, and then you just see these horns start to grow as this facade of a beautiful middle-aged woman begins to fade and turn into this disgusting purple-skinned, raggedy hag-like look.
Once again, draw his sword.
Oh, shit!
And he will strike at this fiend.
18 does hit.
Yes!
Give it to me. Give it to me, Vert!
Take it away!
Yeah! Owen got a kill!
Here's a health to the company and one to my lass. Let us drink and be merry all out of one glass. Let us drink and be merry all grief to refrain. For we may
are going to go ahead and end tonight's session.
Yeah, how about that second?
There's one other thing we have to do before that. Y'all gotta roll your fucking HP for level 5.
Hell yeah! All right, here goes me.
Let's see it.